Hey everyone, thanks for connecting with this message from Hurricane Community Church, where we're all about inviting people into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. If you'd like to connect with us further, consider subscribing to our YouTube channel or following us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Most importantly, we hope that connecting with HCC will help you take next steps in connecting with God.
In late 2020, Netflix released a docudrama entitled The Social Dilemma. The tagline for the docudrama was, "The technology that connects us also controls us." The general premise behind the show was that though social media is intended to connect us relationally, it also exerts a tremendous amount of control over us, much of which we're even unaware of. This tension between connection and control creates quite a dilemma in relationship to social media. The authors and the creators of The Social Dilemma categorized three different dilemmas that they explore throughout the docudrama. The first is called the mental health dilemma. And this dilemma explores the impact that things like likes, shares, follows, those types of things, push notifications have on our overall mental well-being. The democracy dilemma explores how the social media companies use their algorithms and things like that to sow division and unrest. The discrimination dilemma explores how the algorithms are used to tap into our social media accounts to fuel biases that we might already hold. So those are the three different categorizations of the dilemmas that this documentary looks at. And it's a real challenge because these things create a tremendous amount of a dilemma for us, not just in social media, but in relationships in general. Because it's in relationships in general that we also experience a lot of tension and a lot of dilemma and all of that. As we navigate the world of relationships with our kids, we try to encourage them to navigate them wisely. We share with them that there will come a time where they will fall in love with someone. And that sometimes they will almost fall in love with the idea of falling in love. Because sometimes falling in love, what's required for that is a pulse. If we have a pulse, we have the ability to at the very least feel like we've fallen in love. But as we navigate this with our kids, we want them to understand that there's a difference between falling in love and staying in love. So we encourage them, if their relationships, no matter what they are going to last for the long haul, they have to make strong friendships now, with the eye that down the road, when they decide it's time to fall in love, they will fall in love with the person that they intend to stay in love with for the rest of their lives. And we tell them that this may not be as easy as it sounds simple. And it may not be as easy because a lot of us have never experienced or seen the kind of relationship that would last for the long haul. If you look around in our culture, in our social media advertising, in the movies, in those kind of things, we may begin to wonder if this idea of any relationship, whether it's a friend or a marriage or anything, has the ability to last for the long haul. Is it possible for two people to fall in love and really stay in love? The general message of our culture is that if after you've fallen in love, you find it difficult to stay in love, that you might just choose another relationship. Because after all, you might have chosen wrong in the first place. Choosing the right person isn't the core of relationships that last for the long haul. It's important, yes, but more important than choosing the right person is choosing to become the right person over the long haul. So if we take our cues from the culture will tell us just to jump from relationship to relationship, and no relationship has to last for the long haul anyway. And some of the relationships that we've seen around us, or maybe even some of the relationships that we've had personally, would lead us to wonder whether staying in love and a relationship lasting for the long haul is even possible. The reality is, for some of us, we've never experienced or seen a relationship last for the long haul, so we simply don't know how to be in a relationship that would last for the long haul. However, it is something that deep within us, each of us wants, and each of us wants to believe is possible. So fortunately, there's help, because Jesus gives us some cues. Jesus gives us the foundation for enduring love, love that lasts for the long haul. And he had gathered with his followers, and he communicates this foundation, this enduring foundation for love that lasts, when he says to them, "A new command I give you." Now, the audience that Jesus addresses here is made up mostly of Jewish people. And when he talks about a command, this would have taken them immediately to the Jewish law, the core of which we tend to know as the Ten Commandments. But the Jewish law had actually been expanded beyond the Ten Commandments and beyond the laws that God gave to Israel through their national leader, Moses, to include 613 different commands. So when Jesus tells his followers, "A new command I give you," it wouldn't be a stretch to think that maybe it was met with a little bit of a sigh and maybe an eye roll, because, oh no, yet one more command that's being added to the list of commands. It wouldn't be unreasonable to think that's how they received it. But the word that's used there for new can mean several different things. It can mean something that is hidden, something that is extraordinary, or something that's remarkable. And so when Jesus says, "A new command I give you," maybe what he's giving them is a command that has somehow become hidden in the Jewish law. Something that is extraordinary in the context of how they understand God and relationships. Maybe it's something remarkable that he's giving them in this moment. And then Jesus goes on to give them the new command. He says to them, "Love one another." And as they look around at each other, I kind of wonder if they sit there and go, "That's it? We're here. We're braced for this new command, this extraordinary, remarkable, earth-shattering command that you're giving us for an enduring foundation for love. And you tell us to love one another? That's it. Yep, that's the cue that Jesus gives us for relationships that will last for the long haul. Jesus takes a word that we tend to use as a noun and makes it a verb. The form of the word that's used there is an imperative, which means it's a command. It's not a feeling that we generate. It's something that we do. Jesus says that love is the enduring foundation of relationships that last for the long haul, as not something we feel, not something we just say, but something we put into practice, something we put into action. We make love a verb. Our tendency is to approach this idea of love as something that we fall into like a pool and fall out of like a high chair. That's a pretty good analogy, but it's not original to me. I actually borrowed it from one of the primary resources that I've used to develop this message. And so I owe a huge shout out to Andy Stanley at North Point Community Church for not just that analogy, but for the overall design of this Staying in Love series. Jesus says that the enduring foundation is to love one another. A new command, something remarkable, something extraordinary, something that's maybe gotten lost in the context of our relationships, to love one another. And then Jesus gives us an example, a love in action example to follow. He says, a new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. We don't have to take our cues from the culture around us, though there are things from the culture around us we can learn. We don't have to take our cues from the relationships around us that we've seen, because even though there are things that we can redeem from those relationships, and we don't have to take our cues from relationships we've experienced, even though there are lessons that we can learn from past relationship mistakes. Jesus says, if you want an example to follow about how to love and how to stay in love over the long haul, you don't need to look any farther than the example that he set. And Jesus set an example for us when he gave up his position of privilege and status to leave up there, to come down here and die on a cross to redeem sin and to provide the path to right relationship with God. Jesus says to love one another as he has loved us. And he did more than just feel love for us. He did more than just say he loved us. He actually put love into action and came and did for us what we could never do for ourselves. Years later, the early church leader Paul would take Jesus's love one another as I have loved you idea and put it into a little different format, a little different context. And he uses a word in the midst of it that we don't really like very much. And so we tend not to use the word very much. When he's writing to the first century church in Ephesus, Paul writes this: submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Paul uses this word, submit, and he tells us to submit to one another, and that submission is the foundation of enduring love. He takes this idea that Jesus talked about, to love one another even as I have loved you, and he talks about submitting. And after he says submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, he goes right into relationships between parents and kids and husbands and wives. And he dives into this so that we understand submitting to one another is what can make a difference in relationships that last for the long haul. When we submit to one another, we make you the priority. And anytime two people in a relationship are doing this, the greatest source of conflict in the relationship is who takes priority, because both people say it's the other one who takes priority. And when we put this into action, submission takes on a whole new idea, a whole new concept. It is not an idea of being subservient to one another in a negative way. It is the idea of being a servant to one another out of love. And notice that Paul says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. which takes us back to the idea of Jesus' love one another even as I have loved you idea. He takes this idea and he builds into it and he digs into it. And we wonder sometimes whether it's possible for two people to stay in love for the long haul. Whether it's a marriage relationship, whether it's the friend from grade school that gave you the BFF forever bracelet that you never saw again. We wonder whether it's possible to stay in love. And absolutely it is possible for two people to fall in love and stay in love for the long haul. It is possible because when we submit to one another, when we love one another, even as Jesus has loved us, we approach the relationship through the eyes and through the lens of love. It doesn't happen because two people fell in love and then stayed in love. It doesn't happen because two people fell in love because they chose the right person, though choosing the right person is a part of it. It happens when we choose, after we've picked the right person, to become the right person with that person. It doesn't happen because two people fall in love some ooey-gooey feeling way years and years ago. It happens because we approach relationships with mutual submission out of love for one another, just as Jesus loved us. In part two of the Staying in Love series, we're going to dig deeper specifically into this idea of mutual submission. And so what we've done is we've created a verse card for you. And this verse image, I should say, rather than card, it's a verse image that we've created. And this verse image will be available on our social media channels, and it'll be available in our weekly email and all of that. And so what we would encourage each of us to do is to take that image and to save it in some way and put it in a place where we can be ready for part two, having thought through what the words of this verse mean in relationship to the relationships that we have. So, that verse image will be available. Save it, look at it, and be prepared. And no matter how far from God you would describe yourself, or no matter how connected to God you would describe yourself, and even if you don't plan to connect with us for part two of Staying in Love, check out the words of that. Because that verse image gives us words that provide a foundation, a glimpse, an image of God's great love for us. In the meantime, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ and love one another just as Jesus has loved us, because that is how we truly fall in love and stay in love, no matter the relational context. Let me pray for us as we close this time together. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for this incredibly simple approach to relationships that can last for the long haul. Help us to make it as easy as it is simple by keeping our perspective on loving as Jesus loved and submitting to one another. God, thank you for giving us a foundation that goes beyond what we see in our culture, that goes beyond what we've seen and experienced in many of the relationships around us. Thank you for giving us an enduring foundation of love through which our relationships can last for the long haul, and the dilemma that we face and how to navigate them can be addressed and managed the way that you desire. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for connecting with Hurricane Community Church. I hope it's not your last time, and I hope that this time helped you take a step in relationship with God and following Jesus.
Thanks again for tuning in, and we hope this message helped you take a step in your relationship with God. If you're considering other ways to connect, check out HCC's website, social media, and YouTube channels.